Hello, my name is Kira Hawks, and welcome to the Butterfly Effect. This is a podcast where we explore a new person's personal butterfly effect every episode. Today, I'm here with Avery. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Avery, and I'm a media production major, first year, and I'm the producer of this show and editor.
Perfect. I love that. When did you start Butterfly Effect? Because this isn't the first time, right?
What?
Didn't you start this once before?
Oh, I started a different podcast called Self-Centered.
Oh, okay.
About something very similar.
Yeah, but this is cooler because I'm on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's dive right in.
Okay.
What was this initial event that you experienced that you think really changed the trajectory of your life?
Well, I don't really know where to start because the initial event was me choosing to go to college because I wasn't going to go to college because I had a really awful film teacher. And what I really want to do is film, like anything in that area, not in front of the camera. And like, I've wanted to do that for like at least 5 years, definitely more. But like, I got this film teacher, and for some reason, he just didn't like me. Like, he had a lot of favorites, but just me and a few other people were not his favorites, and he did, like, destroyed all of our dreams, basically. So I was like, okay, because I'm not going to college, because I have nothing to give to college. I learned nothing, because my film teacher was, like, the worst person ever.
I hate him. What is his name? And what's his address? I'm going to dox him.
I don't know his address. I know around where he lives.
Around. Okay, perfect. Drive me there, and okay. I'll egg his house for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, was there anything, like, I don't know if you want to get too deep in your film.
I love talking about it.
Crisis. But, yeah, like why was he, like, a poo-poo head? Like, what did he do?
Basically, me and a few other people were just, like, not his type, I guess.
And not his type?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there, but...
Oh, we have children. We have time.
There were children that were his type, I think.
Oh.
But, yeah. many of them go to this school, so I'm not gonna, explain too deep, because if they listen to this, they'll show him, and... Actually, I'm not scared of him at all.
Like, okay.
I'm just living my life.
What is he going to do? He's a high school teacher.
Yeah.
You're in college. You're fine.
Well, I think he had, like, problems. Because, like, he went to, like, school to, like, be an actor. He wanted to be, like, in musicals and, like, TV and stuff. But then he, like, got robbed.
Like, physically robbed or, like?
Yeah. Like at gunpoint. So then he was like, okay, I'm dropping out of college in New York.
That's not funny at all. But then he got robbed, like physically robbed, gunpoint.
Yeah. So he dropped out of like New York college and went to Miami University.
Something happened in his brain. They shot him, actually.
But yeah, he decided to be a teacher. And you know how when you're a teacher, you're supposed to, like, want to help the students?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to just do everything for himself. Like, every single thing he did was just him living out his New York dreams that he couldn't do because he got robbed. And it was really bad. And people, like, if people fed into that, he loved them. But if people did not feed into that, he ruined your life. Not ruined your life.
Yeah, but, like...
But, like, as a high schooler... My life was ruined.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's so gross. Was there any, like, specific event you remember that was, like, hey, man, you're a high school teacher?
He hangs out with his students outside of class at his house, too. Which...
Sorry?
He can play that off because his daughter is in high school, too. So he's like, oh, they're just hanging out with her. No, they're not.
Please.
They're playing disc golf with you.
How old is this man?
I don't know, like,
he has to be
40-something.
He has to be old if he has a child in, like, high school. He's not, like, 20.
Yeah, he's, like, 40-something. He also one time, me and him are very similar, unfortunately. Like, we both have OCD and we both love religion, like, a lot. In, like, a study it kind of way. Well, that's how I like it, but he likes to do it.
You know? He likes to do religion?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he's a Christian Buddhist, which doesn't really work.
Oh. I was going to say, I've never heard
of
that.
In my opinion. But any religion, basically, you just have to do some stuff that they do, and you're basically part of it. So I guess technically it works, but I don't know. Anyways, what was I saying?
You were saying you're unfortunately very similar.
Yeah, one time, so he had a heart attack and almost died. So he was like...
I want to add something really fast. Avery has a lot of lore I've been learning throughout this semester of, like, being with her, hanging out with her, having classes with her. It's always something new, and she always drops it in the best ways.
I don't know how else to say it.
Like, he also had a heart attack.
Yeah, he had a heart attack.
He was robbed at gunpoint.
My freshman year, and he was out for, like, the year. Mm. So he had, like, a sub. But when he came back, me and him were talking about, well, I wasn't talking. He was doing the talking. I was just sitting there, and he was like, "You're so much like me. You like religion." And then he was like, "Can I say something that will rock your world?" And he was like, "You know what happened when I died? Nothing. There was nothing." And I was like, "Why would you tell a high schooler that? Like,
what the hell?
I believe there's just probably nothing, but also, like, why?"
There was
tell
nothing.
Your therapist.
Yeah. Does he? He needs a therapist.
He has one.
Does he? Oh, he told you that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
But he also, like, tries to kick kids out of his class for attempting to better themselves, like, get an education.
What do you mean? They just, like, oppose him and he's like, get out.
Basically, like, anything that he's like, okay, I want your guys' opinion. And then we give him an opinion. He's like, okay, I just don't agree with that, so.
And here's my opinion. Yours is wrong.
And then, like, this one kid, me and, like, three other people were teacher's aides, and for him.
Yeah.
And, like, we were for an intro film class, and we tried to help them. But, like, we didn't know how to teach. He just said, okay, go help them. So we were trying to help them, like, show them what to do. And, like, half the time we'd end up, like, doing it for them, but they'd watch. So, like, that kind of helps, like, but also we didn't really know what we were doing. But, like, after, like, classes like that, he'd come over and be like, you know what you guys did? You guys are so self-centered.
He said that?
Yeah. And, okay, this is really bad. This kid, who was also a teacher's aide, he wanted to unalive himself. And then many people in the program would, like, encourage him to do that. And, like, this teacher found out. And then he was kind of part of the encouraging.
What?
So, yeah. This kid left the school, like, went to a mental hospital for a long time. Because this teacher was, like, encouraging the students to bully him.
Oh, my. How is he not, like, is he on tenure or something?
Our school gives strikes, and you get 3 strikes and you're out. He's at 2. And so many people have shit that could get him, like, 3, easy.
Yeah.
But it's, like, we're graduated, like... There's no, like, hard proof. There's people that like him, so, like, there's people to fight for him. So it's, like, kind of pointless, unfortunately.
I had a teacher kind of like that at my school. It was, like, so complicated. It was, like, so complicated. Like, oh, it was confusing, honestly. It was my theater teacher. Because, like, I liked her, but also, like, didn't sometimes. It was really confusing.
That's real.
Yeah.
This guy is just, like, so, like, a narcissist, I think.
What the heck?
He's crazy. I have a lot more, but my point is...
Yeah.
He destroyed all my dreams. of becoming a film person. Because, like, he'd give me jobs. And then, like, just, like, the worst. He was, like, just the worst person ever. I don't know. Like, I'd try to make something good. He'd think it was bad. Other people would make, like, comedies that just, honestly, just weren't good.
Yeah, be frank. They weren't good.
Like, yeah, we're in high school. And, like, my stuff probably wasn't good either. But, like, he'd be like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. You need to make 20 more of the same exact thing. And it's like, okay, but, like, can we get something, like, new?
Let's freshen it up.
And not a comedy.
Not a comedy.
Because, like,
let's do a tragedy. Shakespeare it up.
Yeah, like, I kept wanting to make music videos. And, like, I didn't have a lot of ideas, TBH, but.
It's okay.
Like, I wanted to make something that wasn't comedy because that's just not my vibe.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
And, like, it'd just be like, well, do you think people would like that? Like, okay, not you, but.
Do you think people would like that? I mean, probably. Wait, didn't you guys film a, you're wearing the, like, shirt, the horror movie?
Yeah.
Horror. Apparently, it's really hard for Americans to have double R words, like mirror. And if you're British, it's like mirror or like horror. It's like easier, but we're not. So it's like horror.
Horror movie.
I always say that.
Yeah, we did make a horror movie.
Was that your idea?
No.
Oh.
That was someone who went to his house over the summer. Oh. And whipped up this idea. Okay. There were three people who were supposed to be part of making three separate movies mm-hmm. for, like, fall films. And they were supposed to start, like, over the summer so that they could get, like, the pre-production stuff done. Or, like, writing scripts, at least.
Yeah.
And basically, the teacher was just like, okay, picked one of the three, his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Come to my house. We're making this movie. We're not telling anyone. We're basically just kicking these people out of their jobs. We're not making their movies. We're just making our own. And we'll give them a good job in the movie, but they're not making their movies.
What?
Yeah. So they made the, like, they wrote the script and they were like, okay. When school started, they were like, okay, here it is. We're doing this. And like, the people who were supposed to make their own were like,
like, what?
They were like, so you didn't talk to us all summer. Yeah. We didn't know it was happening, and now we, like, don't get to do this. And both of them were people who wanted to be, like, the person he chose wanted to be a doctor.
Uh-huh.
He's currently in college to be an ear, nose, and throat doctor, whatever.
But those other people wanted to go
into
film.
And the other two both wanted to go into film. And, spoiler alert, one of them is in airplane school now because of this, and the other dropped out of college because of this.
Oh my god.
Not because of this, but
yeah.
He dropped out because, like, just, you know.
Yeah, like, you don't know what you don't want to do anymore.
Yeah, because, like, he ruined your life.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we were doing that, and then, like, he was like, okay, but you guys are going to get, like, the best jobs in this thing, and, like, you get your first pick, like, you're going to be really high up there in making this. And then one of them got head of props, which...
I've done props on, like, musicals, and I hate it. I don't like it.
Yeah, he was like, it was like... fine, like, he really did not, like, he was fine with it, but, like, he was like, okay, why can't I make my movie?
Yeah.
And I, like, he didn't like me at all, and I was head of makeup. So
who,
like,
the guy who did props or the teacher?
The teacher. Oh. Didn't like me at all,
and you were head of makeup.
I was head of makeup.
So like, really, how much did he like the props guy?
Yeah. And then the other girl was like head cinematographer, which is good.
Yeah.
But there was another head cinematographer. So,
wouldn't they be, like,
not special?
Like, co-heads?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they were, technically, she was head and he was, like, assistant, but, like,
yeah.
they literally did the same. Maybe, like, she did might have done less, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. Who is this? Well, don't tell me who he is for sake of...
Chad.
Well?
I'll spare you the last name.
All right.
C-Wiz.
Is that his last name?
No.
Oh. Oh, I was like, makes sense. Makes sense. Perfect. Okay, well, so we hate film class. Boo. Hate it.
Yeah.
And so was this what you wanted to do? Is this why you were kind of like, what do I do now?
Yeah, I wanted to go to college for film. And then I was like, okay, I'll apply to like UC and maybe like some other film schools, but I don't know any yet because he didn't want to help me. He just like helped other people find schools. And
just not you.
I only knew about UC. So I was like, okay, I'll like try to apply. And then like the other kids were doing like DePaul and like other film schools. Yeah. I don't know. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll do that too. But like then I saw people making their like film reels or whatever, like where you just put all your like best work in one small like 30-second thing to send to them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I guess I need to do that. And then like I was like, okay, I guess I'll start it. And then I was like, wait a minute. I have no work.
Yeah.
Like literally like zero things to show.
Sometimes let me fix my CD. I honestly think that like some of that is really dumb. Like you're going to college to like learn about these things and like learn how to work like a camera, learn how to work like equipment. So like if I don't have any like stuff, it's because I want to go here to learn about it.
Yeah, I agree, but like they were like, I feel like that's like true with like regular colleges, but some of the colleges that are like for film, it's like you have to like want to do it. So like during high school you should like do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I've done so much. I've been in this program for 4 years. Clearly, yeah. I have something to show. Oh, wait. Literally nothing. Like, actually nothing.
Why couldn't you show, like makeup that you've done or, like...
Because it's not, like, film. I mean, yeah. I've also, like, the makeup I've done, I was, like, I did, like, a zombie show for the theater, but, the teacher picked a really bad person to be the head of that, and I was the assistant, and basically, I was just, like... Basically, like, kicked out, kind of.
Perfect.
Literally did nothing. Like, did one person's makeup. It looked awful. And then, like, the rest of the stuff I did was, like, at my house by myself. Like, doing my own makeup.
Oh.
And then, like, I also was paired with this other person, like, for 2 years in a row for the fall films. That, like, the teacher knew we did not work well together. Like, at all. Like, we came to him and was like, we came to him and we're like, we kind of, like, aren't working. Can you, like, help us or, like, give us each, like, we both knew that we wouldn't work well together. So we both were like, can you help? Because we don't want to fight, but, like, we're fighting.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, no.
Perfect.
So, yeah, like, every single makeup thing I did was also, like, for nothing.
Yeah.
I have nothing to show for it. And, yeah, so I was, like, trying to make the reel, and I was like, well, I literally have made nothing good. And, like, I couldn't use, like, technically I worked on a lot, but I never filmed any of it.
Yeah.
Because I was never taught how to use the camera because he didn't like me. And I'd also be like, okay, can I take a camera out and just make my own stuff? Like, try? Because, like, I just didn't have a camera. I could have made something, just I didn't have a camera. And then he was like, okay, we have to be trained on it to take it out.
And but I was he never trained you.
Okay, can I get trained? And he was like, well, that's kind of something you do when you, like, get the role of, like, cinematographer. And I'm like, okay, well, how do I do that with no... experience, like, how do I don't know, but basically I had nothing to give to a college, so I was like, okay, guess I'm not going to college.
Perfect.
Because, like, I didn't want to do anything else. I was just like,
yeah,
okay, not going.
Perfect. So what was kind of like the changing factor? Why did you decide to go to UC? Did you start with film at UC?
No, I did liberal arts.
Oh.
Well, I really like religion and like philosophy. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to be doing a gap year. And then I'm going to go to a trade school for special effects makeup. But then I was like, I don't want to move to Pennsylvania by myself for 2 years to not be able to live like on a campus. Cause like the trade school is like just a school that you like, you have to live in an apartment and like,
yeah, like go there.
But like the trade school, like I was like, I don't want to move there like alone at 19.
Yeah.
And then like have no friends, because I'm also really bad at making friends. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm doing like a gap year and I'm just going to work at this movie theater for $10 an hour.
Perfect.
And then I was like, okay, that's a really stupid idea. And my grandpa said that he will pay for my entire college. I'll just get less money when he dies. And I was like, score.
Score.
I'm going to college or something random, I guess. And so, like, then when I go to the trade school, I'll be 4 years older and maybe more likely to live by myself.
Are you, do you still plan to go to?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
For special effects?
Mm-hmm.
We fire.
Hopefully, if I get in. But they keep texting me and they're like, please come to the school. And I'm like, okay, I'm in college now.
Can you do it during the summer?
No. It's like a 2-year program. And like you just have to go, I think. I don't really know. But I'm pretty sure it's like a school year type of thing.
Okay, for some reason in my brain I was thinking cosmetology school, but that's not the same as special effects.
No, it's like making dead bodies. Like teeth and like gore. Like that type of stuff.
That is terrifying.
That's what I want to do.
That is, do you want to, like, do you want to work on scary movies?
Yeah. I mean, like, not all, like, dead bodies are not only in scary movies. And plus, like, special effects makeup is used in, like, everything. Like, superhero movies and,
that's
like,
true.
Everything. Like, it's just, like, if someone gets a bruise, like, that's what I do. And stuff like that.
I was in a show one time, Newsies. And you get, like, beat up if you're one of the newsies. And so I got beat up. And we, all the kids, like, it was, like, intermission. You would go back and, like, paint, like, bruises on yourself and stuff because you just got out of a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd go back there and we, like, would have so much fun with it. Like, we were using, like, someone's, like, James, James, what's his name? James.
What?
James.
Oh, Charles?
Yes. We'd use someone's, like, James Charles palette and, like, do bruises. But we got so into it. Like, one of the days after rehearsal, they were like, hey, guys. So you, like, keep using a lot of makeup and really dark makeup. So it just looks like you, like, guys look like Batman or, like, raccoons. You have to stop.
That's so funny.
And we were like, oh, okay. So they had, like, people back there. And they'd either be like, okay, like, you look good. Or, like, you need to start over. So we needed someone like you.
They didn't have anyone, like, to do it for you?
No, it was just, like, us. It was just us, like, 12-year-olds, like, putting bruises on ourselves.
That's really funny. They didn't, like, teach you how to do stage makeup?
No. It was just, like, a community theater, like.
Yeah, but they could have at least been, like, okay, like, little is more, but, like, you're also on stage with lights, so, like.
Yeah. No.
I don't know.
I wish they would have, but they did not. They just opted against it.
Eventually they did, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. They told us what not to do. Maybe just not what to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's continue on. You decided on liberal arts at UC.
Yeah, because liberal arts is 3 minors.
What?
Like, it's literally not a major. It's just 3 minors.
What are the minors?
Anything. Like, 2 of them have to be in arts and sciences, and then the other one can just be anything.
So what I could do, like, okay, I was trying to think of majors in arts and sciences, but I can't think of any.
I was going to do religion, like, religious studies, and then philosophy, and then, like, something like film studies or something.
Okay, that's fire.
Yeah, but I did it, and I was like, this is, like, not fun.
It's boring.
Yeah, and it's like in the class that you like have to do, that's like professional development or something.
Oh, I took that, yeah.
They're like, they make you do this thing at the end where it's like you take a quiz about what major you should be in, and it was just like media production. And I was like, well, I'd love to be there, but don't know if I can. But then I was like, well, actually, what if I just like YOLO it and like submit something to the audition?
YOLO.
And so I submitted like a bunch of stuff that I was part of, but like I didn't like film. Uh-huh. Because for some reason I thought like you had to like, well, for a lot of colleges you have to do this, but you have to be the person to film it. But I just like worked on them. Like I was in makeup. Yeah,
you didn't really like get the opportunity.
Yeah, like, so I was like, well, I guess I can do something I worked on. Mm-hmm. Because it's not like a cinematography major. It's like a media it's production major.
Yeah.
And like I was doing that. So then I submitted like the same thing that a bunch of people from my high school submitted, and they got in. So I was like, I'm getting in. This is easy. And I got in.
Yeah.
And now I'm here.
Period. I love that. I love that you're here.
Yay.
Yippee. Okay, so we have some questions here. So where do you think you would be if you decided not to go to college? Like your teacher like screwed it up for you, like completely ruined it, which he pretty much did. What do you think you would have?
Yeah, I fixed it myself.
Yeah, you and your grandpa.
I did use a lot of the stuff I was part of when I was in high school with him, but.
Well,
it was on my work.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, there's clear evidence in other places that he's not a good person. So,
yeah,
yeah.
But I think most morbid answer, dead. but probably working in a movie theater every single day for like over 8 hours until I got the courage to move to Pennsylvania. Which I'd have to pay for myself because I think my grandpa doesn't think that's college. Which it's not. It's like a trade school, but it's like...
Yeah. I mean, it's still like education for a career.
Yeah. But I'm paying for that myself whenever I finish college. Unless he changes his mind. But that's chill. It's like...
Maybe.
Better than paying for
this
college.
This is gruesome. Avery's grandpa, don't listen to this. Block out your ears. But if he dies, the rest of the money maybe will go towards that. How old is your grandpa?
I don't know. His birthday was on Easter.
Wait, my grandma's birthday is not on Easter, but sometimes it's on Easter.
Yeah, like the 31st or whatever.
Well, her birthday's today, actually. Happy birthday, Grandma.
Is Easter in April?
Sometimes. No, it being in March this year was like one of the first times it's been in March in a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I just don't pay attention to Easter.
No, that's valid.
I'm not a religious holiday type of person. Except for
Christmas. Don't you like religion studies?
Yeah, but like, I'm not religious. I just like learning about other people's religion.
No, that's valid. It's interesting.
What was I saying?
I was saying, like, where do you think you'd be if you decided not to go to college?
Really sad.
Yeah.
Like, really sad.
I'd be really sad.
I don't know, like, I couldn't live with my parents for any longer. Like, I just couldn't do it. Like, they're fine now that I don't live with them.
Yeah, no,
I was just getting over it. Like, I could not handle that anymore, so.
My relationship with my dad completely changed when I moved out.
But yeah,
now I'm moving back, so.
Well, you had some time apart.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I would probably, like, be miserable every day. I don't know. Like, I don't know exactly how to, like, imagine that because I did end up going to college. But, like, I definitely would not be happy.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't live with my boyfriend.
I was going to say, do you think you and Jake would have still been together?
I think it's hard to tell. Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't think so because... Like, since we live together, I feel like that's why we're still together.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds really bad. But, like, I mean, like, if we didn't live together, he'd be at school all day and then go home and, like, sleep. Yeah. And then, like, we wouldn't communicate, and I wouldn't like that. So
yeah.
I'd be like, bye. He'd bye. Probably also be like, bye.
Bye. Yeah.
But, like, since we live together, it's like we kind of have to. We're forced to stay together. No, but we, like, are able to still be together because we can be together when we're, like, sleeping, I guess. I don't know.
Like, having someone to come home to is, like...
Yeah. I also, like... I guess, like, I would have been going to college anyways for liberal arts, but I'd be living in a dorm, which I really don't think I can do. Like, I genuinely, like, think I would, like, drop out instantly if I, like, lived in a dorm for a week. I'd be like, college isn't for me anymore.
You can live in my dorm.
That'd probably be fine. But I don't know how to, like, pick a roommate. Like, what if I got, like, a bad one? I didn't know you before. So, like, I wouldn't be like, I don't want to live with Kira.
I want to live with Kira. Who's that? I don't know.
It came to me in a dream.
Well, if you and Jake ever decide to
go
different ways, I have a roommate that could definitely fill his spot.
That's honestly real. He wants to live with his band in, like, a few years. And I was like, can I come or am I not allowed? And he was like, well, if you want to.
Can I come?
And I was like, okay, so, like, if I find other people to live with, you want me to do that? And he was like, well, I mean, maybe. Which is probably good for us. Like, we have, like, we instantly stop living with our parents and instantly live with each other.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's, like, good, but, like, we could use, like, I don't know. We're not, like, the normal type of couple.
Yeah, that's so true.
That is so true.
That is so true. True.
But, like, yeah, I mean, like, we're chill with time apart. I mean, I'm going to move away after college for 2 years, so we're gonna end up not living together.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if we'll stay together, but hopefully. I don't know. We'll see.
Getting deep on the Butterfly Podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll put a few more questions.
Okay.
So your film teacher was awful, bad person, and that's what drove you to maybe not go to college. But then your grandpa was like, yeah, go to college. So you're like, okay, why not? You know?
Yeah.
There's no point in not going.
I only applied to UC.
Well, imagine if you didn't get in. Well, you know, like, to wrap it up, are you happy with the way things are going? Like, do you like where you are?
Yeah, sometimes I'm a little sad that I don't live in a dorm. But I couldn't do it.
I also feel like you would struggle just a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially if you had, like communal bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm chill. I'm, like, so happy. Like,
I'm chill.
I could be doing other stuff. I could just go to the special effects place. But, like, also, I want to be well-rounded in film. And I feel like this will help. Like, even if, like, this doesn't give me the career, like, if I just get a career from special effects makeup, then, like, I'll still be well-rounded and know what's going on. Plus, I'll have a college degree.
Yeah. It's nice to know things that are happening in your, like, area of, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to go to, like, a set and be like, I don't know what a camera is, you know? Like, it's nice to know about the area.
Plus, like, I feel like it would help because, like, I know maybe this is, like, fake and I just heard this from, like, YouTube or something, but, like, I feel like everyone in a set, like, they always clash because they don't know what's going on with the other part and they're just trying to do their own thing. So, like, if I'm aware of what other people are trying to do, I'm not going to get mad at them for doing their job. Because, like, I feel like if you don't know what's going on, then you're like, they're just trying to ruin my job. But, like, no, they're just trying to do their job.
Yeah. No, that's really true.
So, like, maybe that'll help. I don't know. Plus, like, any job thinks it, like, kind of any college degree is pretty good.
Yeah.
Because you, like, committed to something, I guess.
And honestly, like, the CCM name looks good. Like, it does. So
my grandpa was telling people I'm in CCM, but, like, not what for.
Everyone thinks you're playing the tuba.
Yeah. But he's like he's telling people I'm part of CCM, but like, I feel like media production is, well, it's in CCM, but like, it's not like...
College Conservatory of Music is what that stands for, yeah. Not media.
It's not like, it's like one of the easier things to do.
No, for sure.
CCM. But he's telling people I'm just in CCM, and I'm like, you can't just tell people that. You have to like, give them a major at least.
No, the other day, someone was like, oh, what college are you in? And I was like, oh, I go through CCM. And they were like, what? Wow. And I was like, no, it's just media production, guys.
Yeah, like, it's not... Yeah. But like, he was telling this person like, that was gonna go on a tour, that I'm in CCM. Yeah, he was telling people that we're going to do a tour, that I go to CCM, and that I could give him a tour of CCM. And I was like, I'm a freshman. I don't even know like half the
We know like our classes and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, and then he was like, well, I just told him that maybe you could play something on the piano. And I was like, what?
Did you ever take piano?
No.
What does he think you're in college for?
He knows what I'm in college for. Like, I played clarinet and tuba, but, like, that, like, I don't know where the notes are on the piano. I could, like, figure it out really slowly.
Yeah.
Like, twinkle, twinkle, little star, maybe. But he was like, yeah, you could play something for them. And I'm like, on what? The camera?
You start playing, like, effects on the on the soundboard.
Yeah. So,
you sit them down and you make them listen to your podcast.
Make them listen to me bash my grandpa.
Don't, no, we're not bashing. We love.
Yeah, I love him. He's giving me money. That was a joke.
We love you, Avery's grandpa.
Yeah, Dennis.
Dennis?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Shields?
Byrne.
Dennis Byrnes?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So is it your mom's grandpa? I mean, your mom's dad?
Yeah.
Shut up, Dennis. All love.
But yeah, I'm chill where I am. I'm like, this is hype. I'm just living life.
Hype.
Until I'm 22. And then I'll go to somewhere else.
Hype.
But like, I feel like I'm like such a not college student. Like, I'm wasting money and I'm just like gliding along. I'm not wasting my own money.
Glide along.
Yeah, I'm getting a degree.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
You won't be in debt.
Yeah, I will not be in debt.
Fire. I'm glad you decided to come to college.
Yeah, I'm kind of thriving. I made friends. I didn't think I was going to do that.
Yeah. Anyways, glad you're here.
Yeah.
I'm glad that your event led to this. Thank you for being a part of the Butterfly Effect.
Yeah, it's my podcast, so... Had to be on here sometime.
Bye.
Bye.